talk to you yesterday because you are an healthy gentleman.
You got
your jab yesterday.
I got jabbed. So I left here.
Yeah.
Walked down to Jeff's shed. And got in the queue. There would have been about 30 people in front of me. Doors open at 9 o'clock. The queue doesn't move that quickly. However, before you know it, 90 minutes later, 10:30, I'm out the door.
Right.
Incredibly polite, you know, beautiful service. They are they're gentle. Doesn't hurt at all.
Right. Well, let's see. One, doesn't hurt.
Not one iota.
Two, any side effects, any reaction?
Zero.
Right. Okay. When do you have to go back to get jabbed the second?
I will receive a text/email. They said it'll be either an email or a text. Maybe it'll be both.
Right.
In 12 weeks' time.
Right.
When they, in effect, they remind you, come back, see us again for your second jab.
Okay. What is your protection currently after one jab from contracting COVID-19 should you come in touch with someone who has it?
That's a really good question. I actually was going to speculate, so I shouldn't do that, should I?
No, we were going to say 65?
I was going to say 70, but that would be a speculation.
After your second jab, what is your protection?
It's right up there, isn't it? It's like good. North of 90.
No, I don't think so.
Don't you reckon?
No. Well, but at any rate, you're
better than I currently am.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Because it's like the efficacy of the flu vaccine, which I've got every year of my life forever.
Yeah. 70.
60 to 70.
Yeah.
Right now, I assumed like it was blanket. No worries, Ross, you won't get the flu. But it's a bit like when they had the Bay of Pigs. Right, when Kennedy,
Robert Kennedy.
No, John.
Well, John was the president, but Robert was the hero.
Right, but they had the Bay of Pigs where they're going to go in there and overthrow. And it didn't work because beforehand, Kennedy said to the CIA, what are the chances of this working? And the CIA said, it's a good chance. And then when it didn't work, Kennedy said, why didn't it work? And they said, because it only ever had a 30% chance.
Oh, yeah, thanks for that.
He said, well, you told me it had a good chance. They said, yeah, 30% is a good chance. He goes, that's serious, right? So you, but it'd be nice to know, after it's the AstraZeneca. I'm sort of working after your second jab, you're 85%, okay. which is very high for a vaccine.
And they were also, it was interesting for me that they were very clear in saying, you are getting the AstraZeneca. So the idea that, you know, vaccines are now branded, I think, is absolutely fascinating, because since when has that happened? So they wanted to, you know, be sure that you were aware of what was about to be put into your arm. So, no problem at all. And I think the other thing that has been a revelation, two things, really, it's over 50s. So the energy of over 50s, I think, is actually proving to be very positive just generally for society. Over 50s saying, right, let's get in there and get in the queue.
Yeah.
And, of course, setting up these centres which have got walk-up starts. So, okay, GPs for the elderly is probably, you know, okay, not a bad idea. But en masse, you have to have the walk-up start. And I think, you know, 90 minutes, that's not a big price to pay. And, of course, we've all got our mobile phones, so standing in the queue, you're working anyway.
Or enjoying yourself or watching, you know, some TV show or other.
I did watch some Melbourne highlights.
Again. Gee, I tell you what. 90 minutes in the queue watching the highlights of the Hawthorn game. No, that's gonna give me 30 seconds. Yeah, I've only got 89 and a half.
You can go back and watch some 80s, 90s, 2000s. There's plenty there for you.